Okay, so yesterday we started the sugya of Zmanei Kriyat Shema. And yesterday, in the first day, right, we developed the first mahalach in the sugya. Right, the whole sugya really comes down to the phrase, B'shach v'chav kumecha. Literally, Shai, what does shach v'chav kumecha literally mean? Exactly, right? When you lie down and when you get up. And the question is, what is that referring to? But we hold, like Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel holds it's not referring to physical position, but it's rather referring to Zman. Right, the time that you go to sleep and the time that you wake up. But the question exactly, right, the further question from Beis Hillel is how do you exactly are you magdir, how exactly are you magdir that? So the first Malach said that B'shach B'chav Kumecha simply refers to Yom and Laila. So although it's a bit lav davka, and someone asked me, you know, after the shir yesterday, like, why would any mefarshin say that? It seems lav davka. The Torah could have said, like Beis Shammai's point on Yudalev, if the Torah meant Yom and Laila, it should have just said Yom and Laila. So what's the idea? So again, I think one of the motivations for the first Mahalach is the sense that when it comes to Zman and Bechol Torah Kula, right, we have a concept of Yom and Laila. We never have this alternative framework called Zman Shechiva and Zman Kiva. So one motivation for the first Mahalach, which says, oh, B'shach B'chav Kumecha really refers to Yom and Laila, is they want to conform, right, this mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, where the general dinam of Zman and Bechol Torah Kula, and we have many mitzvos which are mitzvos Hayom, and there are many mitzvos which are mitzvos HaLaila. So one motivation for the first Mahalach is just to say, oh, Kriyat Shema just belongs in those lists. Right? It's a much bigger chiddush to say, oh, the Torah here with this phrase is coming to be mechadish, an entirely new set of Zman. So that's just an important nekuda that I left out yesterday. Again, that the motivation for the first Mahalach is to try to conform the Zmanim Kriyat Shema with Zmanim Bechol HaTorah Kula. But one final question that we have that we need to address on this first Mahalach before we go on to the second Mahalach. And that is, wait a second. We all know, and there's a Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis. Again, what is the Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis, Avram? What is that Mishnah on Daf Testament Beis discussing? There is Sof Zman. Exactly. Right? There's a Tzchilas Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, and there's a Sof Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Let's really quickly, let's see that Mishnah. We're going to see that at first glance, this entire Mishnah seems to be at odds with the Yom and Laila approach. Avram, you have it? Can go for it? So Mishnah and Testament Beis. Okay, then Rabbi Elazar Omer ben Tchilas Lekarsi, a different version of Mishiyakir. We'll get back to the details later. But in essence, when does Mishiyakir take place? You know, between one and what? Between which Zmanim? Exactly, between Alos and Hanetz. So either way, the Tchilas Zman, Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, is after Alos. This is important. When does Yom, according to Moshe, when does Yom officially start? Alos. So again, there's a discrepancy here, right? If you hold that the Yom Mahalach, right, Yom and Laila approach, then the Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis should be Alos. Yet the Mishnah says it starts after Alos, Mishiyakir. Now let's see. Sof Zman, we're going to have a similar problem. Mishnah continues. V'gomra ad. So according to one sheet, according to Rav Elazar, the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis is Neitzachama. Stop there for now. Right, there are two shittos in terms of the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. Either it's Hanetzachama, or it's Gimel Shaos into the Yom. Either way, when does Yom end? When's the end of Yom? What? Meaning, Yom ends either at Shkia or possibly at Seis, right? That's way later than Hanetz and way later than Gimel Shaos. So the question on the entire Mishnah here is, wait a second, this Mishnah seems to prove that the Zmanim are not about Yom and Laila. If the Zmanim were Yom and Laila, so then where would all these Zmanim of Mishiyakir, Hanetz Achama, Gimel Shaos, where do they all come from? So we'll get to the details later, but in terms of the big picture, right? What is one way to answer this question? How is the Yom and Laila approach going to understand the Zmanim in this Mishnah? Exactly. There, you have to say that the Yom and Laila approach is going to have to interpret all these Zmanim as Midrabanan, And that's why I had you see the Kesa Mishnah. Kesa Mishnah is the Shita which holds that these Zmanim for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis are all Midrabanan. So it's important to note that the Yom and Laila approach, which says Mida Oraisa, the Zmanim should Yom and Laila. So then you have the entire Yom. You should have the entire Laila. So therefore, according to that approach, you're going to have to align with the Shita, such as the Kesa Mishnah, which interpret all these Zmanim in the Mishnah as Midrabanan. And the right, if you notice yesterday, the Karen Ora that I had you see actually makes this connection. When the Karen Ora says, we discussed yesterday, when the Karen Ora says, oh, Bedasi Yerushalmi, that within the Talmud Torah approach, the Talmud Torah approach must align with the Yom and Laila approach, right? The Karen Ora says, according to the Yom and Laila approach, you are forced into saying that all these other Zmanim are Midrabanan. So that this Ha'ara, I'm pointing out that at first glance, all these Zmanim seem to be at odds with the Yom and Laila approach, and the resolution is going to be that these Zmanim are Drabanan. Yeah. No. None of the Mishnah, meaning none of the Mishnah has are going to Bishnah. You'll see, because a lot of the Mikoros or ideas for this Mishnah have to relate to Pshach B'chav Kumecha, referring to Zman. According to Beis Shammai, Pshach B'chav Kumecha doesn't have to do with, presumably doesn't have to do with Zman. Has to do with physical position. So we try not to assume that any of these Mikoros are Beit Shammai, because we don't possibly Beit Shammai. Fine. Adkan, the Yom and Laila approach. And again, we'll get back to that Kesa Mishnah. We'll analyze all the Rayos, all the Svaros, when we get into the Sugya of Sosman Kriya Shema later. Fine. Now let's get to the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach is that B'shach B'chav Kumecha literally means what? The Zman Shchiva and the Zman Kima, right? According to the second Mahalach, when the Torah says, according to Beis Hillel, that you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you go to sleep, and you say Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis when you wake up, according to the second Mahalach, we take it literally that the Torah here is being Mechadish new Zmanim called Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, right? Bedtime and wake up time. Again, the obvious, what's the benefit of this approach over the Yom V'Laila approach? Exactly, more midiyuk. This is the reason, according to this approach, we understand why the Torah doesn't just say Yom and Laila. It needs to say B'shach of Kumecha, because that's the only way to be mechadish this new framework, these new Zmanim of Zman Shchiva and Zman Kim. But before we get to the evidence, right, the Mikoros, which clearly think that the Zmanim for Kriyat Shema are Zman Kima and Zman Shchiva and not Yom and Laila, let's take a step back and try to understand what exactly is this idea all about? What exactly is the Zman of when you go to sleep, when you wake up? Meaning, Bishlam of the Yom and Laila approach, we said, oh, to do something every day and every night. You saw David, what was the message there? Being consistent, right? And this idea of consistency leading to constancy, right? Every day and every night, to be consistent with this idea of Kriya Shema. But what is this alternative idea of say Kriya Shema when you go to sleep, say Kriya Shema when you wake up? Why is the Torah formulating specifically the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in terms of this very unique Zmanim of Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima? Any ideas? You gave a certain hand motion yesterday. That sounded like you knew what you were talking about. What's the idea? What?
Sefer
Chinuch. No, Sefer Chinuch was...
That it kind of has to frame your day?
Excellent. The word I like is bookend. Right, I say this. I'm telling you, that was the. I can tell from your hand motions yesterday, right? So I think the mahal, right? The hesber, according to the second mahal, that it's Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, is that the yisod of Zman and Kriya Shema is that Kriya Shema is a beautiful idea. Is that Kriya Shema bookending your day? You say Kriya Shema right when you wake up, and you say Kriya Shema before you go to bed, and this way Kriya Shema and its themes, right, provide a framework, bookend everything that you do during the day in between those two Kriya Shemas. So again, instead of it being an idea of consistency, like the Yom and Laila approach, oh, Kriya Shema is so important, do it consistently, according to this Malach is a completely different idea. It's more that these are such important ideas that we want Kriya Shema to bookend, to frame everything that you do during the day in between those Kriya Shemas. And obviously, the message of that framing, the message of that bookending, is obviously going to be totally on, again, the different approaches to what Kriyat Shema is all about. Let's go on through quickly, right? If Kriyat Shema is all about Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim, so then what are we framing our day with? This Emuna, right? That this concept of Kabbalah's Omachos Shemayim, that we are Maminim, right? That we believe in Hashem, and therefore we have to follow through with that belief in everything that we do. So again, according to that mahalach, so then the framing of your day is with the themes of Kabbalah's Omach Hashemayim. You want to start your day with declaring our Emunah in Hashem, and you want to end your day declaring our Emunah in Hashem. Therefore, that everything that you do in between reflects, you know, stems from that belief in Hashem, and therefore the need to follow through with everything that you do during the day. Let's just finish the idea, and then we'll come back. According to the Talmud Torah approach, it's slightly different. According to the Talmud Torah approach, you were basically saying that, especially within the preferred version, that the idea of the Talmud Torah approach is that you specifically engage in Talmud Torah, right? The Talmud Torah that has to do with relationships, to show that really all Talmud Torah is about relationships. So you can say this in one of two ways. According to the Talmud Torah approach, Kriyat Shema can either be seen as framing what? The rest of your Limana Torah for the rest of your day. So one way to say it is that according to the Talmud Torah approach, right, the Kriyat Shema at the beginning, Kriyat Shema at the end, is framing the rest of your Limana Torah the rest of your day. Right, so your Lomei Torah at the beginning and end, specifically with Inyanim that had to do with our relationship with Hashem, to show that all our other learning in between also is our way of developing a relationship with Hashem. That's one way to say it. Or that the Talmud Torah at the beginning or end frames, what else could it frame? All of your actions that you do the rest of the day. And this is sort of what Dovi was saying before, this idea the Rav develops in the context of Birchas HaTorah, that, again, whether it's known as a hefsek in your Limud HaTorah, is because, right, the actions that you perform during the day should reflect the Torah values, right? And therefore, one way to understand the framing is, again, one way is to say, oh, that the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema should frame the rest of your Talmud Torah, or that the Talmud Torah of Kriyat Shema should frame all your ma'asim, all your actions during the day, that they should all flow from the Torah values that were highlighted by Kriyat Shema. What?
Where does he say that idea?
Where does the Rav say it?
Yeah.
It's cool in a number of different places. I can show you. It's an article where he says it one place.
Okay.
I can show it to you afterwards. I'm like, you know, they quote it. Like, it's quoted a number of places. Yeah.
Is that the description to approaches of what Talmud Torah and Kriyat Shema are? One being Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah of just Talmud Torah, like the Shabbos Aryeh, and the other being about the Talmud Torah being a relationship.
No, I think it's both of them I'm explaining now within Talmud Torah being about the relationship. Because either that's framing the rest of your Talmud Torah, don't think that's just, a way of knowing halacha, all the rest of your Talmud Torah is also about a relationship. Or the other one, I think the other one could also, I guess so, you could say that. Right? If you're saying that the Talmud Torah is about framing the rest of your actions, you don't necessarily have to say it's about the Talmud Torah related to your relationship. That's a good honor. That's
yeah.
Good honor. Yeah.
The first one with Gosham Hashem is the Sefer Hanukkah's idea that like it frames like protects you from sin. Is that a different version of what you're saying?
Yes. Like? So again, number one, the Sefer Hanukkah, in two respects, it's different. Number one, the Sefer Hanukkah is focused on Yom Laila, and it's focused on Tzmidi. So the whole focus of the Hanukkah seems to be on like consistency and constancy. And another reason why it's not about framing in this way is because he says the Kriyat Shema Shal Shacharis is about impacting your mindset during the day. And then he says the Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis is about impacting your mindset during the night. Like me kind of
well done. Why is that different?
Because according to what we're saying now, this idea of the book ending is that the beginning and end are all about the middle.
Well, what about the night then?
Again, Papash is at night, you're sleeping, so you're... That's not shy. Again, it's a chiddush. But so, by pashas, rather, the things that we care about your mindset for is during the day when you're actually when you're up and doing things. So, therefore, what we're saying right now, and you'll see that the makoros we're about to develop for this are all about, you know, this the book ending, the beginning and ending to impact that which comes in between. Okay, so that's what we're gonna see. Yeah.
I was saying that according to the Talmud Torah approach, that's just Talmud Torah, that this also works. This
yeah, then, but it's a different type of it's a different type of book ending. It's either the book ending of the rest of your Talmud Torah, that you have specific Talmud Torah at the beginning and end, which is about relationship, to highlight that all the rest of your Talmud Torah is also about relationship, or it's that you have Talmud Torah at the beginning and end to show that all your actions during the day should reflect the Torah values that you were learning about in the beginning or end. And just Yisrael David Ta'ara is that second version could also work out with the Shaigas Aryeh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, that any type of Torah would suffice. You learn at the beginning and you learn at the end of the day just to show that everything in between has to do with Torah, La Davka, Torah of relationships. That's a good Aryeh. Yisrael David. So I'd like to now spend a couple minutes proving this yisod that Kriyat Shema is about bookending the day. So again, first we're going to prove this notion of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar, Kriyat Shema Shel Arba is bookending the day, and then we'll get to proving the idea that the Zman and Kriyat Shema are not about Yom Melayla, it's rather about Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. These are two sides of the same coin, but I just want to divide it in those ways. So again, first in terms of the Mekoros, that the two Kriyat Shemas are there to bookend the day. Can anybody guess which of the, or any of the Mekoros? Exactly. First one is Dalet Amud Beis. Excellent. So if you go to Dalet Amud Beis, which is a very well-known sugya of Somech Gula Letzfilah, which we'll get to in our next sugya, very important sugya. But I'd like to just pick out one shita, and one explanation of one shita, which I think is very relevant to this mahalak in terms of the nature of Kriyat Shema. So again, let's Dalet Amud Beis, let's just see the beginning, the opening, Machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehoshua ben Levi. Let's get Ezreel. Do you have it? Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Mar.
Amar Mar, Kora Kriyat Shema, was followed up inside of the Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ezreel ben Ha'ap, 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 Ha'ap.
So comes along Rabbi Yochanan to say that not only is implicit, not only do you need Somech Gula L'Tefillah, not only do you need Kriyat Shema to precede your Amida in Shacharis, also by Marif. Comes along Yeshua ben Levi. Be'emtza Taknu. Period. So what does that mean? No. Tefillah are in the middle of your Kriyat Shema. So what does that mean? So that means you have Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah by Shacharis. That is Somech Gula Tefillah. Kriyat Shema first, then Tefillah. Then when it comes to Arvis, you first have your Tefillah, and then you have your Kriyat Shema, which is not Somech Gula Tefillah, because in that case, your Tefillah is coming before your Amida. So the Gemara here is asking for Micah Mitzvah, what are they arguing about? I'd like to just skip for now, because we're not focused on the Sugya of Somech Gula Tefillah, we're focused on just one Nekuda, to the Ibayis Ema Kra. You see, like a couple lines down, the third wide line, towards the end, the Ibayis Ema Kra, Shneam, yeah. Darsha, right? So, right, maybe they're arguing about how to interpret the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? So, Rav Yochanan's pshat is, there's a hekish between Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, just like you need Somech Gula Tefillah by Shacharis. You need Somech Gula Tefillah by Arvis. Fine, that's not no gain for us at the moment. Oh, this is the key. Yeshua ben Levi.
Yeshua ben Levi, Savar, Makish Kishtiva, Kima, Ma, Kima, Kriya Shema, Samach Nitaso, Ashtiva, Nami, Kriya Shema, Samach Nitaso.
So Yeshua ben Levi says, oh, I also have a hekish between Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis by taking it a different way. Not that, oh, they have to be mirror images of each other, but rather just like the Kriyat Shema of Shacharis is Samach Limitaso, because the Kriyat Shema precedes the Tzvila, Av Shechiva Nami Kriyat Shema Samach Limitaso, so too by Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we want the Kriyat Shema to be Samach to your Mita. Fine. So therefore, there's no Samach Limitaso by Arvis. But the question is, what exactly is this value of Kriyat Shema Samach Limitaso, such that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it overrides the value of what? Being Somech Gula Tefillah. There has to be some value to being Somech your, to be Somech the Kriyat Shema to your Mita, to therefore say it's such an important value that it's going to override the other value of Somech Gula Tefillah. So again, in light of what we're saying, what's this idea of being Somech your Kriyat Shema to your Mita? So that the point is that your Kriyat Shema can frame everything else during the day. So there's a great raya, right? This idea of having Kriyat Shema Samach Limitaso is basically what you're saying. Make sure Kriyat Shema is one of the first things you do during the day, and make sure it's one of the last things you do during at night, to make sure that everything you do during the day is in between the two Kriyat Shemas, i.e. to have the Kriyat Shema be bookend, right? To have Kriyat Shema on both sides bookend your entire day. So I think the first great raya, this yisod of Kriyat Shema, right, this value of Kriyat Shema bookending everything that goes on during the day, is this hesber of Yeshua ben Levi of Kriyat Shema being Samach Limitaso. Raya number one. Good. Raya number two. Raya number two is really going to be a set of mekoros, which seem, a set of habaminas, which assume that, you know, at least in a Havamina stage, that Kriya Shema Shel Shachris should precede Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, when we're talking about that. Where does this Havamina come up, that maybe you should have talked about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris before Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Where does it come up? Exactly. Starts off Beis Amud Aleph. Right? So we know the opening, right, the first kasha in Shas is, or maybe second, right? Maishna detani ba'arvis pereisha, listening to Shachris pereisha. Why do the Mishnayos start off the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? They should have started off the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. What's the obvious question, even on this, on the Havamina? What? Why is it better? Why would you think that way? What's the counter pressure? Why would you say otherwise?
Judaism,
right? In halacha, Erev Laila always precedes Yom. So what's even the Havamina of the Gemara saying, why not start with the daytime Kriya Shema and then get to the nighttime? We always do nighttime first. What's even the Havamina? So which Rishon is bothered by even the Havamina of this question and therefore adds an additional factor? Tosos. Before we get to Tosos, I want to keep everything organized. The basic yesod I'm going to say is that, and then we'll get to Tosos, Tosos, Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tzlach, is as follows. According to this Mahalach of Kriya Shema bookending the day, I think we can understand this Havamina. Why? Why, from the perspective of Kriya Shema bookending the day, does it make sense to start with Shachris?
Because you want from the morning, from the beginning of your day is getting up, not...
Exactly! From the perspective of bookending, right, what comes first? The Shachris, that precedes your day, and then the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis concludes your day. So, not from the perspective of, oh, night coming for a day, that's not the point. From the perspective of bookending your activities during the day, yes, from this perspective, Kriya Shema Shel Shachris should precede Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So we're trying to suggest that this Havamina, and we'll see another Gemara on Yud Aleph, right? When the Gemara entertains this Havamina, that Kriya Shema Shel Shachris should precede Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, this only makes sense even as a Havamina if you take this perspective of bookending. Because from the perspective of bookending, yes, the first bookending is what precedes your day, i.e. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and then the latter bookend is the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So one way to explain this Havamina of why the Gemara repeatedly as a Havamina would have liked to start off the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, we can justify it according to this Mahalach. Yeah.
We don't paskin like Rishon and Levi, so in terms of establishing the style of the Gemara.
Correct. What we're pointing out is that this is a Yusod. It could be that the Rav Yochanan argues that while that might be a value, but the factor of Kriya Shema Shel, the factor of Someh Pula Tzvila overrides it. And remember, there's also a factor of Kriya Shema Shel Alamita, which might be a way for even Rav Yochanan to mimkayim Samach Mikasa. Right? Even Rav Yochanan, who holds that, no, the Kriya Shema of Arvis needs to precede the Tzvila, we still have that Kriya Shema Alamita, might be a Durabanan way of getting that value in.
So the Gemara could be saying within that Durabanan, meaning
the Gemara is talking within Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You're asking, what do you bring a raya from a Shita we don't pass from like? Right. So I'm just saying, number one, it shows the Yisod. Rav Yochanan doesn't necessarily have to reject that Yisod, because it could be that he says, I agree to that Yisod, but I just hold that Someh Pula Tzvila overrides that. And it could be even Rav Yochanan is going to have some manifestation of that Yisod, at least for Kriya Shema Alamita. That's what I'm saying. So now that we have this explanation for, you know, the Gemara's Havamina, now let's look at the Rishonim, how they start to justify the Havamina, and we're going to see it seems very problematic, if not the fact that you come back to this idea. So again, which Tosfos is bothered by this Havamina? Exactly. You must go listen. Let's get Meir. Do you see it? It's just a couple words.
You're listening to Shachar Rishon.
So what is Tosfos saying? Why is the Gemara have a Havamina to have Shachris first? Why? Because where else do you find? Exactly, because in the context of the Tamidim, right, we have the Tamid Shel Shachar being mentioned before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Fine. So Tosfos mentions this. Who else says this? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also again, has this idea that the basis of the Havmina is the Tzmidim, where the Tamid Shel Shachar precedes the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Fine. Before we ask the question, which other Mefarish invokes the order of Tzmidim to explain another Havamina? The Tzlach. Right? So let's turn to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, this is the Gemara we saw yesterday, where when Beis Shammai are explaining why they reject Beis Hillel. Right, this is right two lines down. So do you see it, Amri Lach? We're asking, like, what is Beis Shammai's reason for rejecting Beis Hillel? The end of the line is Amri Lach Beis Shammai.
Amri Lach Beis Shammai. Im heini makrav abogru ve'eret. Ayin b'shach v'chav.
Exactly, he must. Exactly. That's what Beis Shammai says, it's physical position. Fine. But if you pay careful attention, right, when he says, oh, Im Kain, you should have said, right, Bokir and Erev, what's noteworthy about the order? What comes first? Bokir comes before Erev. So the Gilyon has an alternative Girsa, but they quote, oh, look at the Slach. Slach says, no, it's very Meduyuk. The order of Bokir before Erev says the Tzlach is actually part of Beis Shammai's Kasha. Anybody remember how the Tzlach spells that out?
Tzlach says that if it's just about Zmanei Hayom, if Beis Shammai really just means that through Zmanei Hayom and Laila, so then it should say Yom and Laila in that particular order because there's no reason to change that order.
Okay, but good.
Beis Shammai Kumecha sounds like it's something Tzavka about the Shriva having that necessarily comes before.
Okay, good, Genoa. Right, exactly. Beis Shammai says as follows, according to the Tzlach, right? Bishlama, this is all the Tzlach, explaining Beis Shammai's question. Bishlama, according to me, Beis Shammai, that it's all about physical position, right? Yehuda, why does it make sense from the physical position standpoint to mention B'shach B'cha before Uvkumecha?
In order to get
what comes first sequentially? Right. Exactly, right? Slack says from the perspective of physical position, it makes sense to say B'shach B'cha first, right? Because you need to go down to sleep in order to wake up and to get up from sleeping. So Beis Shammai is saying, according to me, I understand why it says B'shach B'cha and then Uvkumecha, because from the perspective of physical position, you need to lie down before you get up from lying down. But according to you, Beis Hillel, that it's all about the time, it should have been flipped. You should have mentioned, right, Bokir before Erev. Why, says the Tzlach, Ezra? Why does the Tzlach say, from the perspective of timing, that Bokir should come before Erev? What does he mention? From the perspective of timing, why should Bokir come before Erev? Just like we find by the Tzmidim, right? Again, he has this Lashon. Anyone have the Tzlach open? You see, Lagumeata Kavanas and Shel Beis Shammai? It's the first Tzlach on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
It's a Bishlama.
So when Lagumeata Kavanas and Shel Beis Shammai, the Bishlama, Im Bishakha Mamish, with Kumecha Mamish. Avadet Beis Shammai, the Amri, Vavokar Yamdu, Hanu Gamkin, the Darshi, with Kumecha, Derek Kimasa, Mimitasa, Shu Kamal Rag.
You're saying, right, according to me, it makes sense, the order, because you first, right, sequentially go to sleep and then you wake up from sleeping, right? You don't wake up before you go to sleep. So that makes sense. But says, oh, you should have been mocked in Boker to Erev, just like by the Tzimidim. So this reference to the Tzmidim we have in Tosfos, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and now the Tzlach. Right? Tosfos and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz to explain the Havamina on Beis Amud Aleph, and the Tzlach to explain Beis Shammai's Kasha on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Ari, what is the big Kasha on all of these references of Tzmidim? Right? So again, all of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and Tzlach are all saying, we have this model. The model of Tzmidim, where the Tamid Shel Boker precedes the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, that's a perfect model for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis preceding Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Why does that model seem to be very faulty?
Both the Tzmidim were brought during the day.
Very important. To me, the Mishal Bein Arbayim, it says Bein Arbayim, but it's really the afternoon. So from the perspective of Seder Hayom, right, of course, Tamid Shel Boker precedes Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Everyone agrees that the morning precedes the afternoon. What is the raya that all these Mefarshim are bringing it to Kriyat Shema, where the Kriyat Shema Shel Erev is at night? And then from the perspective of halachic sequence, right, Dovi, what's the order of night and day? Night and then day. So what raya, right, if the whole question of the Gemara's Havamina is what's the Havamina put day before night? You can't bring a raya from morning coming before afternoon. Of course morning comes before afternoon. We need a raya that morning comes before night. So what is this reference in Tosfos in Peretz and the Tzlach to this, the model of the Tzmidim Shel Boker and Abayin Arbayim? What's the Shaychus to Kriyat Shema? Doesn't seem to be Shaykh at all. So how do you see, anyone see the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Ches Mavis?
Also, last night Mari is
okay, look at that. So, what is the halachos about the Tzmidim, Shel Boker, and Shel Bein Arbayim, in terms of the timing vis-a-vis other karbanos in the Mikdash? What's unique about the Tzmidim? Very good. It was a little louder?
Bookends.
The Tzmidim are the bookends of all the other karbanos in the Mikdash. Actually, my father-in-law, for a number of shiurim, he's very into this idea, developed this idea that the Tzmidim, both the Shel Boker and Bein Arbayim, bookend all the other karbanos in the day. Again, without developing that further, just that you so it suffices for now. So, what is this reference to Tzmidim all about? It's about proving that when it comes to bookends, it makes sense, what you just said before, it makes sense to mention the first bookend before the last bookends. So, the reason why the Tzmidim Shel Boker and Bein Arbayim are Shaykh to Kriyat Shema is because the Tzmidim are a parallel model of bookends. And just, so therefore, all of this is showing them, all these Mefarshim are saying, just like when it comes to the bookends of Tzmidim, you mentioned the first bookend of Tamid Shel Boker before the latter bookend of Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So too, that's the Havamina on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. That's the reason for Beis Shammai's order of saying that the Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris should be mentioned before the Kriyat Shema Shel Arbis, because Kriyat Shema is also a bookend. And once it's a bookend, we see from the Tamidim that the first bookend should always precede the latter bookend. Yes, Ari.
Shouldn't it be the reverse? That if we're saying the connection between Tamidim and Kriyat Shema is both bookends, then all this between Tamidim is that the first bookend precedes the latter bookend.
That's what we're saying here.
No.
So too here, the first bookend, which Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, the first bookend is always what happens before. I mean, whenever you're bookending, you're trying to frame something in the middle. Okay. So the first bookend is always the thing that precedes the middle, and the latter bookend is always the part that comes after the middle. So just like the Tamid Shel Boker, which is the first bookend, precedes in the Torah, the latter bookend, right, to frame all the karbanos in the middle, so too Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, which is the bookend, we're saying, should precede, right, everything in the middle, and then you have the Kriyat Shema Shel Arbis, which comes afterwards.
Yeah, the Rambam, when he's talking about in Sefer Mitzvos, he says that there the Tefillah is Kavah because of Shema's Kavah, so it's like because of the Tamei Tzavos.
Interesting. And Sefer Mitzvahs. So Adkan, we brought two rayos to this idea of Kriyat Shema being functioning as bookends. Number one was the Kriyat Shema Samach L'mitasa of your Yeshua ben Levi, right? This need for the bookends of Korinth of Yeshua ben Levi even overrides the value of Somek Gul Tefillah by Arbis. And then the second raya were basically the order on Bezim and Aleph of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris in the Havamina before Kriyat Shema Shel Arbis, both on Beis Amud Aleph in the question, and within Beis Shammai's question on Beis Hillel on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Again, we said, what's the tzad to do that? And we said, oh, if you understand it as bookends, so then you understand this sequence. And then further, is that all the reference, right, the reference of the Tosa Rebbeinu Peretz and the Tzlach to Tzmidim, which at first glance seems to be irrelevant. There it's Boker versus afternoon, here it's Boker versus Erev. How do you understand the comparison? But if you understand that they're both models of bookends, so then it's, you know, it's beautiful why the Tzimidim is our perfect model for Kriya Shema. Now let's get to the last raya, to this idea of the value of Kriya Shema being bookends. And this comes up tucked away in some of the Agaritas on Hey Amud Beis. Okay, actually, when I was finishing the sugya, I was like going through some of these Agaritas just to make sure there weren't any nuggets that I missed. And actually, this hit me. Now, this is seems to be a very important Gemara tucked in here, which is actually very relevant to this Yisod. So I was actually very excited. It says on Hey Amud Beis, the last middle line, where it says Tana Abba Binyamin Omer. Aaron, do you see it? See on Hey Amud Beis. So it's the last middle line. After two dots.
Abba Binyamin Omer. I'll see very high eighteen is the air toy and I also a t-shirt and
okay, so what does that literally, what do those two things literally mean? What are the things that he was always worried about doing?
Putting his fila before going to bed.
Which at this point in the Hava literally mean that you're davening in front of your bed. And the second one about the position of your bed in the south to north, we're not going to get into that. Oh, says the Gemara. Literally, they're supposed to dive in front of your bed. Right, you're supposed to daven right next to the wall. Right, so that's an important halacha, but not for now. So again, he can't be makpid to davka daven right in front of his bed for the bed to be mafsid between him and the kir. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, so what's really the pshat? Oh, so right off the bat, what does this lashon of samach lemitasi remind us of? Yes. What else? What other lashon? Of Shua ben Levi on Dalet and Beis. So right when I saw that, I already got I got very excited, right? So, but then let's see Shita's Rashi. Right. So Rashi, when he says, "What does samach lemitasi mean?" Go for it, Aaron. So what does he say? I was always careful not to do two things before I said Kriya Shema and Davint. What are the two things?
To do Malacha and also to wear Torah.
Exactly. Right? Both to learn, try and make sure not to learn Torah and not to do Malacha before Kriya Shema. Who is very bothered by this Rashi? Tosfos. So let's look at Tosfos. Eliel Sanders, would you mind? You have it there? So Tosas Pshat, how does Tosas argue right away? What does he leave out? What?
He leaves
out, Liman HaTorah. Excellent. And now he's about to explain. Right, what's the makor for this iser to learn before tefillah? And he says not only is there a mehechtesi, is also a raya against. Right, wash his hands, make a bracha. Masni pirke. What is masni pirke? And teach Torah, and then kari kriya shema. Fine. Okay, so he's a raya that you can learn before tefillah, before Kriya Shema. Whenever you have, this is a very important Derech Lima point, whenever you have Tosos asking Akasha and Rashi, you have to pay very, very careful attention to how Tosos is quoting Rashi. Right? Anybody notice a subtle difference between the way Tosos quotes Rashi and the way Rashi himself says it? Excellent. Tosfos leaves out Kriya Shema. According to Tosfos, by the way, Tosfos understands Rashi. This is just a din in Tzvila. And therefore, Tosfos is asking, from Midine Tzvila, where do you have this idea that there'd be a problem to learn before davening? Where does that come from? But Rashi's very careful. What does Rashi think is a din in? Not a din in Tzvila, but rather a din in Kriya Shema. If you look back at Rashi, he says, right, Shalalasas Malacha, Shalalasak Vatorah, Kishamanati Mimitasi, Acha Ekra Kriya Shema Vespala. So one could suggest, that to be Miyashiv Rashi, is that Rashi thinks that this is a din in Kriya Shema. And this idea of Samach L'mitasi is this idea of Kriya Shema, again, bookending everything you do during the day. And now we can understand that, according to Rashi, right, his B'Shem Abba Binyamin, Abba Binyamin wanted Kriya Shema not only to bookend your Malacha during the day, but it also wanted you to bookend what? Your Talmud Torah, exactly like we were saying before. That this value of Kriya Shema to shed light not only on your regular activities during the day, but also on the Limud Torah during the day, especially according to the Talmud Torah approach, that Kriya Shema sheds light on the true value of your Limud Torah throughout the day. So I'm suggesting is that, again, and this works out very nicely, that Abba Binyamin is using the Lashon of Samach L'mitasi, which is the Lashon of Shua Ben Levi, which is obviously didn't Kriya Shema. So what you're suggesting now, so while Tosas is saying, that from the perspective of tefillah, that there's this Indian of not learning before tefillah, where does that come from? But Rashi is saying, no, that it's not coming from tefillah, it's coming from Kriya Shema, it's a din in Kriya Shema, that Kriya Shema should bookend not only your malacha, it should also bookend your Limud Torah, and that's why, and that's the basis of Abba Binyamin's pshat. And again, the Lashon being very, the Samach L'mitasi working out, you know, being very similar to Yeshua ben Levi's Lashon, I think works out very nicely. Yeah. We'll get there. From Yudalek?
I mean, he obviously understood the Rashi was talking to Kriya Shema also, because his counter writer is from someone learning before Kriya Shema.
Well, again, I think for him, that's just a simon to Tefillah. I mean, that's just the Gemara, because again, but I think for him, the focus was on Tefillah, and I think that was his, like, Mehechitesi is coming from, I think, from Misvara, where are you coming from? And then Avaraya, that, right, obviously, who is it? That Rav learned before he did everything, before he did Kriya Shema and Tefillah. I think for him, they come hand in hand. And we'll see, Rabbi Yonah is going to present us a yishuv for that Raya. Yeah.
Didn't we just use this word to explain to ourselves why we
So again, the simple answer of the question is actually interesting. Yeah, the question, I guess, remember we said before there are two different versions of, like, what are you trying to frame, right? Are you trying to frame your malacha, or are you trying to frame your Talmud Torah? So one could say Tosas agrees to the yisod of the Kriya Shema is a bookend, but for him the focus is bookending your ordinary activities. As Mehechitesi, that Talmud Torah isn't involved in that. So it could be that Tosas here is not rejecting the overall notion of Kriya Shema bookending your day. He's just saying that, you know, Kriya Shema is not about bookending your Talmud Torah, and therefore Mehechitesi, that Talmud Torah has to come after your Kriya Shema. Does that make sense? Okay. Good. Just a couple of ha'aros from the sugya. Number one is a raya from the Pnei Yoshua that for Rashi it's a din in Kriya Shema. If you look at the Pnei Yoshua Lefizeh, again, the Pnei Yoshua is commenting on the right, is rejecting Rabbi Yonah, right? Rabbi Yonah says, oh, it's a little strange that this sugya is all about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Rabbi Yonah says this whole sugya is about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And the Pnei Yoshua says, that doesn't really make sense Rabbi Yonah says that this sugya is all about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. The Pnei Yoshua says that it doesn't make sense to limit this Gemara to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, because these Gemaras are coming after which Mishnah? The Mishnah which is dealing with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So Pnei Yoshua says, no, it's really about both Kriya Shemas. And Pnei Yoshua says, no, because it's all about B'Shach L'Chav Kumecha. Right? It says it's Meduyak in the Pasuk of B'Shach L'Chav Kumecha that your Kriya Shema should be Samach L'mita. So I'm bringing a raya for the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua similarly learns Rashi as being a din in Kriya Shema, and therefore says it applies to both Kriya Shemas, and therefore brings a raya from B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha, which Pnei Yoshua says, look, the Lashon of B'Shach B'Chav Kumecha is mashma, this idea, this value of Kriya Shema being Samach L'mitasa. So again, the Pnei Yoshua, I think, is a great raya to what we're saying right now, that Shitas Rashi is a din in Kriya Shema, and therefore Pnei Yeshua brings a raya from Shachar Chav Kumecha, and therefore it says it applies to both Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis and Arvis. Yeah, David.
Just that point from Pnei Yeshua is, Rashi says Shemanti Mikasis. He's trying to love that. He's trying to say the Gemara is talking about in the morning. And he's switching it from what it was before.
Unless he's saying, I guess the Pnei Yeshua would say, yes, Rashi is discussing that, but really, who a dinami? Krishna Shalavas.
Is that, is that point connected? Like, is that point connected to what you're saying?
No, again, I guess the Pnei Yeshua's, again, according to the Mahalakh development, it's about you know, framing, and it's about bookending. It would work out better if it's by both. Yeah. As the Pnei Yeshua is saying. You're right. It's a good ha'ara that Rashi seems to be talking about Krishna Shalavas. Again, the Pnei Yeshua's other point is that why would the Gemara be here then?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm saying, but so, you don't need that anyway. Meaning it doesn't necessarily. It would work out better if you say, both.
Yeah.
But it could be there's some other reason that maybe there's the fight at night.
Exactly, yeah. You could say that. Okay. Two more ha'aros on this. Number one, again, so how are you going to get out of. Okay, it's a nice mahalak for Rashi, Misvara, but there's still a Gemara in Yudalid, right, which says not that way, which says you're allowed to learn before Kriyashma. So how does the Rabbeinu, what is the ha'ara the Rabbeinu Yonah makes to explain how you can get out of that raya? Why is that Gemara different?
It was before Zman.
No. Is the Rabbeinu Yonah? Exactly, it's Talmud Torah the Rabba. Rabbeinu Yonah on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Daf Erif. Again, Daf Amud Zayin in the Oz Bahadur. It's your Masal Al Tfilasi. He says, you see, like, David, you see the halfway down, it's about Filo the Divrei Rashizal, Ein La Ostro.
Oh, yeah, here. If the Divrei Rashizal, Ein La Ostro, El Kishon Woman, La Antimo, Nation, Yapo,
is about Filo Achter, Limudo. Right, fine. So, again, just in terms of being Miyashi, right, before we were Miyashi, the Svara of Rashi, just behind that, you have to answer up for the Raya. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains that, you know, there's no raya from the Gemara there because, you know, Talmud Torah Derabim is an overriding factor, right? So although, I mean, the way we would say it, conceptually, yes, there's this value of Kriyat Shema framing all of your Limudat Torah, but when it comes to the value of Talmud Torah Derabim, that overrides that particular value, and therefore there's a heter for Talmud Torah Derabim, and it brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, you know, teaching Torah also at the expense of Kriyat Shema. Fine. And the last ha'ara of Pnei Yeshua, as Pnei Yeshua says, a raya to Rashi against Tosos, that the Abish Binyamin wasn't just talking about Malacha, but it was also talking about Talmud Torah. And you remember this raya from the Lashon of Abba Binyamin? There's one word that Abba Binyamin uses, which shows that it must have been also about Talmud Torah. Mitztayer, excellent. So it's a Musar Shemuzin in itself. Pnei Yeshua says, you're going to be Mitztayer over not working? It's a Musar. Hell if I, all Americans felt that way, right? It's, you're going to be Mitztayer over having to push off your work? It bish lama for Rashi that you're Mitztayer because you have to push off your learning. That makes sense. But if it was just according to Tosas that you had to push off your Malacha, why would it be Mitztayer over that factor? So again, that's just the Ha'ara of the Pnei Yeshua, that the Lashon of, right, Mitztayer Kol Yamai, right, proves that the content of Abba Binyamin wasn't just about Malacha, but it's also about Talmud Torah, and therefore the Kwasan Tsar to push that off. Fine. So Adkan, right, we brought three big rayos to this idea of Kriyat Shema, right, bookending your day. Again, number one was Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Kriyat Shema Samach L'mitaso. Number two was the Gemara in Daf Beis, the Havamina for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis to pursue Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and the reference to the Tzimidim. Again, this being a parallel model of the bookends. And then this last one from Abba Binyamin, particularly Shitas Rashi, right, this idea where he delayed not only his Malacha, but also his Talmud Torah till after Kriyat Shema, so that the Kriyat Shema could sufficiently bookend not only the Malacha during the day, but also his Talmud Torah. Fine. Now I'd like to spend the last 10 minutes starting to bring Rayos to the overall Mahalach, that the Zmanei Kriyat Shema are about Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, and not about Yom and Lama. up until now we were talking about the particular aspect, right? I would say, like, you know, the hesber of this idea, you know, on the bookends, but now I'd like to get just the, you know, meat and potatoes of it. How do we know from Tanaim, how do we know from Amoraim that the Zman and Kriyashma are not about Yom and Laila, but it's rather about Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva? So, there will be a lot of rayas to this idea, but we'll just, the only thing we have time for now is the Shita of the Rashbi, Hashem Bar Yochai and Ches Amid Beis. Very, very important. Gemara, again, I only had you see half of it. We'll see the other half tomorrow. But again, very, very important Shita of the Rashbi, which is, some version of this is actually brought down the Halakha. We'll get to that later. Again, on Ches Amid Beis, starting with Tanya Rashbi Omer. Yeah, go for it, Gabriel. But just take it slow, right? You were reading Kriya Shema twice during the night. When is it?
Okay.
That's the one before Alos. And the bigger chiddush is that your yotze, your chi of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, after Alos, even though he just referred to that time period as Laila. So the Gemara is going to spell this out. Al Gufa Kasha. So again, so right off the bat, it's a Stira Minei Yabei. If you're Yotze the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after Alos, so then how can you be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Shachris during a time which is called Laila? So what's the Gemara answer? Very important for our sugya, as you'll see.
Exactly.
Rishon was going to say, it's Laila for Shar Kola Torah Kula, right? Midine Yom and Laila, it's Laila. Okay, so this is a perfect Gemara for this Mahalach, right? So as we'll see, the way Rishon are going to touch this Gemara, that even though it's Laila, you can still be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shachris because it's considered what? Uvku Mecha. We'll see Rashi and Tosin. But what better proof, right, that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but rather Shach V'Chavku Mecha, than a case like this where they come at odds, where you are fulfilling Kriya Shema Shel Shachris at a time which Bechol Torah Kula is considered Laila, but yet you're Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shachris because it's considered Uvku Mecha. What better proof than that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but is rather Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva? So let's see the Rishonim. We're going to be very meduyuk, right, spelling this out. Starting with Rashi, Dekaimi. Dekaimi, the bottom Rashi on Chazon Beis. So right, Rashi is, in other words, spelling out this Yisod. That even though really it's Laila, but for the din of Kriya, right, the Indian Kriya Shema is considered Yom, because it's Uv Kumecha. When we say Yom, Latavke Yom, I mean, it just means Yom, the Indian Kriya Shema, where the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but it's rather Uv Kumecha. So the way Rashi understands this Gemara is a perfect raya to this Yisod, that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, it's rather Beshach, Zman Shechiva, and Zman Kima. Therefore, this Zman, which is considered Laila, is still a time you can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shachris because it's Zman Kima, because people are waking up. Now let's see Tosfos, who also has this Yisod, because it's a very important Halachamina. So what is he saying? Yeah, we'll have to analyze this in a second. But he's saying, why isn't the Gemara said, instead of saying one was done before Alos and one was done after Alos, say both of them were done after Alos and be Yotze both. You'd be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Arvis because halachically it's Laila, but you could still be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Shachris because it's a Zman of Kima. What is Tosa's answer? We'll get back to that Hafmina to understand it. See that lotion? It's Laila for Shar Mitzvos whose Koveya are Yom. Well, Tzvilos, it's Tzvil and Tzitzis. Right, he's spelling it out, but because, right, the Koveya for Kriya Shema is not Yom, but it's rather Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima, therefore you can have this discrepancy where it's halakhically laila for other dinim, but for Kriya Shema you can still fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Now let's go back to what was Tosas' Havamina? What was Tosas' Havamina that you can fulfill both Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis during this time after Alos before Nates? What does it seem to... What, yeah, Ari?
Does Mani Shkiva keep up with
overlap? No, because then you couldn't do both. Overlap with Yom and Laila?
No, they overlap with each other. People still sleep.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
When some people wake up, but there's other people that are still asleep.
He's going on Olam Leilu. I thought the Pasha's question is coming off of that. And saying, then the Havamin of Tosos, which is a bichirish, that you can have two koveas, two kovim, for Kriya Shema. Both, let's say, for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, right? You can have both Laila is kovea, and Zman Shchiva is kovea. And therefore, in the Havamin of Tosfos, right, since this man is Laila, right, halachically, Peshar Kol Toru Kula, and it's Zman Kima, so you can fulfill both. Because in the Havamina, they're both dinim. It's both Yom and Laila is Koveya, and Zman Shchiva and Kima are Koveya. Kamash Mulan, what? What's the Kamash Mulan of Tosos? Then no, what's the only Koveya? Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. So again, from the Havamina Tosos, he says, oh, maybe Halachic Yom and Halachic Laila do also play a role. Kamash Mulan, no, according to this Mahalach, it's only Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Yom and Laila play no role at all. So again, these are great rayos. Again, so this Shita of the Rashbi, and we'll see other Rishonim starting tomorrow, different versions of the Rashbi, and there's another version of the Rashbi coming up, B'Shem Rabbi Akiba, again, which are, again, are great highlights of this Yisod, that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, it's rather Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, and in light of everything we've done before, the Yisod Adavar for Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima is this idea of bookends with all the Rayas we brought before. We'll stop here and enjoy the trip.